Report: Hunter Biden linked firm invested in Chinese companies hit by U.S. sanctions. By Joel B. Polak on June 23, 2021. Bohai Harvest RST, BHR, a private equity firm linked to the Chinese regime, in which Hunter Biden still reportedly held a 10% stake as of May, has invested in several firms subject to U.S. sanctions, The Washington Examiner reports. Hunter Biden helped create the firm after a visit to China in 2013 with his father, then Vice President Joe Biden. The firm was bankrolled by the government-linked Bank of China, to the tune of $1.5 billion. Breitbart News recently reported. As Breitbart News has previously reported, Biden's ties to the firm have long been at the center of ethical controversy. In December 2013, the younger Biden flew aboard Air Force Two with his father to Beijing. The trip was part of an official state visit the then vice president was making to the country amid escalating tensions with the United States over islands in the South China Sea. Although it is unclear exactly what transpired during the journey, Biden entered into a lucrative business arrangement shortly afterward. Only 12 days after the trip, Biden and his business partners inked a multi-billion-dollar deal with a subsidiary of the state-owned Bank of China. The deal, which was the first of its kind, created BHR as a private equity fund to invest Chinese money overseas. Once the fund was up and running, it invested heavily in energy and defense projects. A number of those investments have caught the attention of congressional lawmakers in recent months. Most notably, BHR's investment in a company blacklisted by the U.S. government for suspicion of helping the Chinese government violate human rights and the fund's purchase of an American firm with insight into military technology in 2015. As the purchase of the latter required approval by the Obama administration's Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, the Senate Finance Committee has begun probing whether there was any conflict of interest in the matter. The Examiner's Jerry Dunleavy has apparently confirmed 2019 reports about BHR's investments in controversial firms. The investment firm that Hunter Biden continues to hold a 10% stake in has invested in Chinese Communist Party-linked firms the United States has sanctioned, including a technology company accused of assisting in human rights abuses against the Uyghurs and a nuclear company that allegedly conspired to acquire U.S. nuclear technology to benefit China's military. The investment firm that Hunter Biden continues to hold a 10% stake in has invested in Chinese Communist Party-linked firms the United States has sanctioned, including a technology company accused of assisting in human rights abuses against the Uyghurs and a nuclear company that allegedly conspired to acquire U.S. nuclear technology to benefit China's military. The Senate Finance Committee was set in 2019 to be probing the matter, but it is not clear yet where those inquiries have led, nor has the White House yet explained when Hunter Biden will complete divesting his 10% stake in BHR. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.